All right, Kieran, great to be speaking with you today, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. Yourself?
Not bad, but I gotta ask you, sir, since obviously, we could both attest to this, not as soon as we would have liked to be speaking, obviously. I feel like everybody can agree that there was a lot of meat still on the bone with you, as a competitor, and seeing as how you would have progressed in the game. Now that you've had like months to kind of let it simmer, since that was obviously months removed from when you were eliminated, does the blow feel lessened now that you've had time to simmer, or does it even feel like worse now that you're able to like watch it back and actually like see it on screen happen?
Yeah, when I finally just watched it and saw what was happening in the show, and I was just like, dude, this still sucks. You know what I mean? I was like, just puts that fire back in my belly. Like, I was watching it getting like goosebumps, and I was like, man, I don't know. And then the way it played out, on TV, I was just like, there's obviously some stuff that's left out, some stuff that wasn't put in. And I was like, man, like, I didn't get my ass handed to me as bad as it looked on TV. You know what I mean? Like, this, it was neck and neck in there. So, yeah, it was definitely a difficult elimination, and obviously going in there thinking I'm going against Asaf, and then next minute Jordan fella rocks up, and then TJ tells me the four-time champ is this and that, and I was like this is going to be hard work, whoever's going against him. So then I get the short straw and I go against him.
Did you really not know like about him prior to that? Like, was that all like on the spot
That's
you found out?
Yeah, so I've heard like his name obviously in the house, and then obviously I was trying to just suss like champs in the house. So people telling me about like Bananas, telling me about CT, telling me about Jordan, because I was like, oh, only stuff I've ever watched. Like, I never watched my Australian season. I still yet haven't watched season 39. I only watched that one episode. But then when I googled what the challenge was, I put in the challenge, and then this CT fella popped up, and it was like the best of CT, and I'm like, oh, clicked on that and watched it, and I just thought, that guy's a beast. I definitely don't want to look like the Bananas guy and be carrying on his backpack and just be walking down the, like, I was like, how do you beat him? You know what I mean? I was like, he just seems like a nutcase. And then that was pretty much all I've ever watched. So going in, I've always gone into the show quite blind, and that's just how I like to do things. I like to go in with like no expectations, not know obviously who people are, and just meet them all on face value, and like, try and gauge it from there.
Do you feel like that approach benefited you or hurt you within this game?
Well, I don't know, because we were all obviously rookies and still are. Like, none of us have, won yet. Well, I definitely haven't. So, going against them guys, I don't know, because they all came off like, loads of them, the Americans came off like the same season together. And that's why they were like all clicky and knew each other. And, quite a few of them have done seasons before with each other. So I figured, like, I'm coming from Australia. I ain't done nothing with any of you guys. So I don't really think it mattered if I watched it or if I didn't watch it.
Yeah. And we kind of saw like from the very beginning it was established, you kind of took this approach of being like the team's leader. You were laying out sort of strategies before challenges. People were referring to you as like a strong or one of the strongest, if not the strongest competitor there. When that got established, like how do you feel like it got determined, within the house that you were kind of somebody that was, a force? Did you get the sense that people had like done like their research on you going in, or you think it was just them kind of on the spot seeing like you strategize
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be like a on the spot kind of thing, because I don't feel like anyone watched the Challenge Australia. Even people in Australia didn't watch it, so I don't believe any of them
stuff?
guys watched it. So yeah, I think just because I took like the leadership role in like a few of the daily challenges and the ones that we did, like obviously a few of them were nearly successful, and then the one or two was successful. So I was just like, there's I don't know. I just find stuff like that simple to do, because obviously, like, I've got my carpentry background, I've got like my army background, so you're always like gotta just think, figure shit out on the fly. Like, you know what I mean? If something doesn't work, you gotta come up with a new way of doing it then and there on the spot. So just from doing that and like problem solving it, just to make it simple, I was like, it's easy. Like, yeah, we'll just do it like this. So if everyone listens, we'll do it like this, we'll win. And then they're like, oh yeah, so they'll listen to it. They don't want to be the person to, put their hand up, or they've got no idea, or they'd say it, but do it a different way. And I was like, no, that's wrong. Like, it's not going to work. We'll do it this way. It's more seamless. And they're going, oh, yeah. Like, I'm just looking at me like, this guy can figure it out pretty quick. And he's, as like Jay said, he's like, I was just cruising through it all. So I don't know. I think maybe doing that probably put a target on my back. which, you know, I still wouldn't change it. If I could go in and from day one and do the same thing, I'd do pretty much everything exactly the same.
Did you have like any past, like either growing up or anything having to do with like sports?
Yeah, so I always played sports as a kid, so I played football where, I was a captain of a team, and then I played like golf, which is like a solo. So that was pretty much it. Other than that, I didn't really do much else.
Well, now that you bring up golf, I gotta at least make mention your story earlier about
Yeah.
the meme with the golfing about I golfed
Dude,
five times.
that's exactly how I feel, you know what I mean? It's just like that crying. Yeah, Shane McMahon. It's just like play 3 to 4 times a week and just yeah,
What are
feel
you don't
rubbish.
have a good golf game? What's going on here?
Nah, it's all right. It's not as I don't play it as much as I should, but I'm playing up about what, probably 13 to 15 on my handicap.
You just
Nothing too crazy.
like the
Seems
therapeutic
fine.
aspect of it.
Yeah, well, it's not very therapeutic because like the other day I was playing and I was like, I was doing well. I was probably like 3 4 over par, and then the easiest holes on the course, the par threes. I don't know what happened. So I was like, par fives, getting in five, getting a couple birdies on par fours, like cruising. Par threes come, all of them triple bogeys. I was like, how the hell have I done this? I just dropped 12 shots on 4 holes. I was furious. So it's not very therapeutic in that way, but yeah.
You know what I gotta ask though, so we obviously, at least from my interpretation, it seemed like prior to Asaf making it known that he wanted to go against you seemed to kind of be sitting pretty, at least seemingly. Like it wouldn't have at least felt to me if he didn't bring you up in that deliberation that you would have been on the chopping block in any way. Was it brought up to you or brought to your attention prior to the deliberation that you would be possibly considered?
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't brought up to me that I'd be considered from anyone. Like, I don't think. Well, anyway, it was sort of like a bit of a blindside thing when it had happened. Like, I'd heard little whispers here and there, but didn't think anything of it. And I heard that a few other people wanted to go against me, or they'd like volunteered to go against me or put me in if it was like a hole brawl or something like that. Because so I was thinking, just because I was the smallest dude in the house on weight size, I think that's the only real reason anyone would have like wanted to pick me to go against me. One, because it could be, something to do with weight, like wrestling or a hole brawl or whatever. I think they just thought, well, we'll put Kieran in. And like, even Corey was like, if it's a hole brawl, he's like, apparently said, yeah, if we can vote Kieran in, he went, I'll volunteer to go against him. So I was like, oh, great. So the biggest man in the house, who used to be like an NFL something or other, like whatever he played. So I was like, great. How the hell am I going to run through that guy? You know what I mean? I didn't give it a crack, but it's just like, I think that's the only reason people wanted to go against me was something to do like physicality and weight.
Wow, that's actually really surprising because, like, at least the way the episode made it looked was like that he wanted to go against you with the intent of taking out who everybody perceived to be like possibly the strongest competitor.
Yeah, well, I feel like that was another reason as well. Why they wanted to do it, but I think I personally believe like they were thinking, look, if it's anything to do on the whole weight category, then they would have had the upper hand straight away, just because they've got, a good 10 or so kilos on me already. And yeah, obviously taking me out, they're not gonna have to go against me in a final or, go against me in any of the daily challenges. So yeah, I mean, it was a smart move, like he wanted to do it and he was willing to sacrifice and have a go against me. So I was like, sweet as half, like I'm ready. The landslide vote's gone my way. It doesn't matter if one or two more people vote for Manuel, like it's all coming on me. So that's when you see me, I just go, yeah, sweet brother. Like I'll meet you in the arena, like let's do it.
Did you and your people have like an idea, like the people you were working with, have an idea for that deliberation as to like who you guys would have been throwing down? Like, would it have been Emmanuel had it not been you? Do you feel?
I believe so, yeah. I can't really remember because I think we were all a bit confused on like who we were picking. But then I remember like Callum, like he wasn't happy after it. He's like, so he's like, you've all been having conversations behind my back without me and this and that, saying it to like Michelle, saying it to like Jay, and they're all just going around, that's what Asaf wanted. But then it shows in the episode like, oh, they were having the conversations like by the pool and saying, oh, Asaf's got, on to take Kieran and what did you say, like knock my teeth out or something? Like,
Yeah.
bro, don't be jealous. Like, relax. Not my fault. I got a $60,000 smile, is it? You know what I mean? Chill.
Yeah, for real. What is that about, man? Come on, that felt like a personal shot, you know, with the teeth.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. I was like, bro, I ain't said anything bad about you, bro. Relax.
Well, I think, you know, you brought up about the weight thing, and I think that's why the elimination between you and Jordan in that particular event was so good, is because you had two guys that are almost like built for that type of competition with you and him, right? You guys are both have like the frame and build of guys that, like, you know, if it's like any sort of cardio event, like, you're gonna have a tough time
Yeah.
taking these guys out. I was given the impression that, like, watching this, maybe the only other guys that could have given you potential problem in that elimination is maybe like Horacio and maybe Emmanuel. But other than that, from watching that, it felt like you would have had that against just about anybody.
Yeah, so that's yeah, and because they show obviously a few things that they can show and they can't show on TV, but like when I watched it just before and it was like, oh, yeah, it's 3 rounds. I was like, dude, there was 5 rounds. Like, it's like get a best of 5 rounds, not just, you know, three. So when I saw that, I was like, that's a bit annoying. But because when I watched it, I was like, I feel like I just got, it looks like I just got my ass handed to me. And you know what I mean? I was like, that's not what happened. Like, yeah, he was a four-time champ. Yeah, obviously can't take anything of that away from him. Like, he's an absolute goat of the game. But it's like, dude, I gave you a run for your money big time. Like, it was neck and neck. So it's like, he won the first round and I wasn't being too physical because obviously they said you can't be too physical. But Jordan was like smashing me and I'm like, fuck, I want to get, is he getting in trouble for this? And then Mariah screams like, Kieran, like whatever she said, like get more physical. Like he's pushing you, you can push him back. So I just thought, yeah, sweet. So then I get more physical and then I like smash him in like round two, smash him in like round three. So I'm up like, you know, two to one there. And then, you know, being a champ, like when you see him standing there and not playing and everyone's saying, oh, it's mind games. I'm like, dude, you sort of you spit the dummy a little bit and then, you know, it seems to something goes a bit more your way than mine. So then even like my friends on the show, even people that have voted me in, they were like, they'd message me like when they obviously, you know, get eliminated, this and that and the other. So then they're talking to me and saying, oh, hey, like, how are you after the elimination? Like, oh, bullshit your elimination. We don't feel like you deserve to go home. And I'm like, that's nice to know. Like, even some people that voted me in, people that didn't vote me in, like would message me and say it. So I was like, what? I was getting ready to like watch it back. And then when I watched it, I was like, oh, it's not exactly how it played out on TV, but I mean in real life, but that's how it is. So, I mean, you can't do anything about it. It's a show at the end of the day. But yeah, it wasn't such a walk in the park for him as what it showed on TV. Like, we were hell for leather, like neck and neck with each other. We were like smashing each other into the wall at some points, like full wrestling, like going toe to toe. Even though it was like a minute rounds, it felt like 5 minute rounds. Like we were going ham.
So did you took more than one round?
Yeah, so it was obviously like I said when we did it, there was 5 rounds, but only three were shown. But yeah, he won the first, and I won like two on the bounce. And then, yeah. So, you know what I mean? Some, like I said, some people have a little bit of oh, am I still on the screen?
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. I just swiped. Sorry, bro.
Oh,
I don't know
you're
what I've done. I hate this
good.
computer. Yeah, like threw the toys out the cot a little bit, but end of the day, you know, I didn't get a clear win as what I felt like, or you know, whatever happened, but he's a champ, he wins, I go home. But yeah, that's why I was just a little bit disappointed by it. So
Listen, Noel, I speak for
can't
a
do
lot
too
of
much
people.
about it. If I verse him again, bro, I'm bringing it to him again, you know
Yeah, can we put that
what
out into the universe? We need a rematch because that was fun to watch, and I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you beat, obviously I feel like if I, you know, I did come out on top and I did win and went back into the house, people would have been like, oh, you just beat Jordan, like
Oh,
we don't want to go against him, you
you'd have
know what
been
I mean?
coasting to the end, bro. I think you
I
would
would
have
have, that's what I
won a
feel
one-way
like. I would have just
ticket.
cruised.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I've been first class to the final, you know what I
This will be my final question. You know, obviously we saw the dynamic between you and Raven in the house. Did you get a sense that that dynamic would help you, like, strategically within the game, or did that not cross your mind at all?
mean? No, not really, because obviously, like in the but I'm guessing the first couple of episodes, but like when he was there, Raven and I obviously were having a good time together. Like we liked to hang out. I think she's an amazing chick. But then I sort of got the vibe like Nerys and like Olivia and that didn't really like her or want to work with her because of some, I don't know, some past history kind of stuff, I'm guessing, or whatever. And that was all sort of like coming in, but I was like, I don't care. Like, I like hanging out with her. Like, you know what I mean? It's it didn't really bother me. I didn't feel like it was gonna help my game or hinder my game in any way.
Yeah, man, they treated your guys' dynamic like she was committing treason against their alliance.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Also, I was like, everybody needs to relax. You
I
know
know. Guys just chilling. All right.
I mean?
Well, it was great speaking with you today, sir, and I speak for a lot of people, or at least myself, when I say this, we need to see you again because, you know, I think that you've got a lot to offer as a competitor, and even in defeat, we were able to kind of see, you know, what you have to offer, which is a lot, I feel. So,
Yeah,
sir.
I'm not finished yet, bro. Definitely need to come back on and right my wrongs, and I want to wear that, you know, that challenge crown. So I know I'll get it one day. So whenever I'm on next, just keep an eye out, and you'll see me pop it on.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Cheers, bro. Thank you.
Yep.